It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview, and joining us in the studio today, we have Morgan Jacobson, Conservation Outreach Manager of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Morgan, always a pleasure to get you in. Thank you for stopping back by.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Let's talk a little bit about, the time of the year. I mean, we're already to the middle of June. A lot of people are going out, they're camping, they're spending a lot of time outdoors, and you're here today to talk a little bit about safety tips.
That's right. We're excited that people are outside enjoying the outdoors, and it's a great time. We live in a wonderful place to do that. We do have wildlife that's out there as well. We have rattlesnakes, we have bears, we have cougars, we have all kinds of wonderful species, but it's important to be aware of a few things when people are outside. So hoping that we can kind of go over some of that today.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My wife and daughter are petrified of spiders, and I've never been afraid of spiders. I always tell them, you're fine. Look, all you got to do is step on the spider, and it's dead. That's not the case with snakes. Those things, they terrify me. So give us some rattlesnake safety tips.
Sure. Well, rattlesnakes are an amazing species that we have. We actually have four subspecies of rattlesnake in Utah, which is really cool. The most common one is a Great Basin rattlesnake, and it really, you know, a lot of being safe around rattlesnakes just boils down to giving them space. Most of the time wildlife are, you know, they don't want to be around humans. They don't want to have any interaction. So if we, you know, just giving them space is just a main key to protecting yourself and protecting the wildlife. And actually, rattlesnakes are fully protected by Utah law. It is illegal to kill or harass a rattlesnake in Utah. So really, it's just important to be smart. As far as some safety tips go, rattlesnakes are usually found around rocky and talus slopes, really dry places where snakes can get lots of sun and they can warm themselves up. The first tip, I guess, if you encounter a rattlesnake when you're outside, first step is just be calm. You know, don't panic. Don't freak out. Give the snake at least 5 feet around the snake. Especially if they have rattlesnakes, when they feel like they're cornered, they don't have any place to go, that's when they start to feel threatened. So giving the snake lots of space is key. Don't try to kill the snake. Don't try to pick up the snake. That's usually when these snake bites happen, is when someone's trying to touch the snake or whatever. Just be smart where that's concerned, and then let other people know that there's a snake around, and use caution, and keep an eye on your kids is really the best advice that I could give. A lot of people like to keep snakes out of their yards.
That's a good idea.
You know? Gardening season is in full swing, so if you really want to keep rattlesnakes out of your yard, there's a number of things you can do. You can build a fence that goes all the way around, that with some chicken wire or something like that. A lot of it is also just reducing places where these snakes can hang out. If you have wood piles or sheds or things like that, kind of keep those areas clean, keep the grass mowed down, and that's really a good way. You can also control rodent populations, because that's a lot of what draws these snakes in, is there's places to hide, there's food, there's things like that. If you find other non-venomous snakes in your yard, like garter snakes or bull snakes, those are good, because they kind of keep rattlesnakes out as well. And a lot of people use these, they call them snake repellents, but we haven't really seen how well those can work. But really, just keeping your yard clean and mowed down and well-trimmed, those are some of the best things you can do.
Let's move on and talk about bears. When's the last time you saw a bear in the Castle Country?
it's been a while. We do have a very healthy bear population here. We try and monitor those populations. We do bear denning surveys in the winter, and so we know that there's a very robust bear population here in Castle Country. There's a lot of similarities with staying safe around bears as there are with snakes. A lot of it is be aware that they're there, and just be smart. If you're going camping this summer, biggest thing is to keep your campsite clean. Bears have a phenomenal sense of smell, and so if they smell food, they smell power bait, they smell something cool, they're going to come check it out. And so keep your campsite clean. Don't toss garbage or anything around. Keep your food and your garbage stored in a bear-proof container, whether that's a cooler or a vehicle or something like that. Keep those where bears won't find it. And, you know, bears typically like to avoid humans as well, but if they smell food, you know, that urge to go and check it out is just too strong sometimes. So, you know, if you're keeping your food stored in a vehicle, make sure to roll your windows all the way up. You know, even if you leave just a little crack in the windows, those bears can pull that window right out. I've seen that happen before. So keep your windows up. If you're cooking on a grill or things like that, make sure to keep that clean. A lot of recreation specialists believe that cooking your food away from your campsite is a really good idea. You know, cooking away from where you're sleeping will ensure that if a bear does come to check out that food, at least he's not coming where you're sleeping, at least not right away. So just be smart about where you cook and how you clean up your food, things like that. And then if you encounter a bear, you know, same thing, remain calm, make lots of noise. You know, don't approach the bear, don't try to feed the bear, things like that. And just, you know, if you see one in a campsite, you know, give us a call and we'll be happy to send out one of our biologists to check it out and make sure things are all right. But, you know, if anyone has any questions about how to deal with wildlife species like this when they're outside, we have phenomenal online resources. They can go to wildlife.utah.gov, which is our website. And then another resource is wildawareutah.org. And there you can find all kinds of tips for bears, snakes, cougars, you know, other predators, things like that. And it's really a great resource.
Am I wrong for saying I fear bears the least amount out of the other two that you just mentioned between cougars and snakes?
Well, you know, it's bears are you know, they don't really like to be around humans unless they, you know, they get habituated around humans. They, you know, if they're used to going and climbing in a dumpster, you know, then it becomes a problem. But really, you know, it's if people are smart, then there's usually not a problem. And you know, one of the worst things that worst parts about our jobs is having to euthanize an animal because people are, you know, not being smart about these things, or they're providing opportunities where these types of wildlife can come and be around humans. We don't want that. You know, we want to protect people and protect the wildlife. So, you know, biggest thing is just, you know, just be smart. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call us. Our division office in Price is, the phone number there is 435-613-3700.
We'll end with this, fishing reports. I know you guys have those available at wildlife.utah.gov/hotspots, but how's the fishing been?
Oh, fishing's been great. We actually recently just did a gillnet survey at Huntington Reservoir, Mammoth Reservoir, and found some really healthy tiger trout there. The ones that we found, actually, a lot of them had, we found that they were eating worms off the bottom of the lake. But, you know, if you're looking to catch some cool tiger trout and other species, you know, Huntington Reservoir is a good place to go. Huntington North Reservoir has some great opportunities for a diverse array of species, you know, wiper, trout, catfish, and other things. That's a great place to go. And really, you know, we're stocking these reservoirs as well. So if you go to our website, you can see which reservoirs have been stocked most recently with trout, and we hope to see you out there.
Morgan Jacobson, Conservation Outreach Manager of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Always great to get you in. It's kind of a regular visit, so I appreciate you making time again, Morgan, and we'll do it again real soon.
Look forward to next time.
All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.